going.
I guess. Okay, call the meeting to order. Madison Plains special board meeting, right? Starting at 6:21. Roll call.
Mrs. Nikas?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Coburn?
Here.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Detweiler and I are also here.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, starting off with public communication. Do we have any? None. Board work session. Superintendent? Mr. Detweiler?
Turn it over to Mr. Coughlin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You want to put your work for us? Mark?
What you have inside is a worksheet of sorts to go through the process of establishing a timeline and the qualifications. I've given you a couple of things. One is just a draft of a opening brochure, and we've grabbed things out of other searches that we've done, put this in, but there are a lot of blank spots in there that we will need you to fill in. About the schools, there's some financial data for you, Todd, to fill in. And then the leadership criteria that you're looking for. We've got a little descriptor there at the beginning, a header, but then you need to really come up with what you're looking for in terms of your district leader. And I'm throwing this out simply as a sample only, but these are potential qualifications that you may see in other openings that would fill in that blank spot for qualification. But really it comes down to...
Thank you.
Really comes down to what you're going to be... You need to customize this, what the needs of the district are. And these are all, you know, these are pretty generic in nature, so... You can look at these tonight. You can say, hey, we like all of those. Just put them in there the way they are. Or you can take it. You can think about it a little bit and collect your thoughts. Get those to Todd. He can forward it to me, and we can import it into your into the opening brochure. Again, this is a generic design. You can do with it as you please. We've got it saved, so it's just a matter of moving things around. And then the application process, I've included a different one there. There is one at the back that we've also put in. The main thing I need to know tonight, along with completing this, and I've given you a worksheet, at the bottom of that worksheet, there is a timeline, and I need to know what you're thinking in terms of the timing for the postings, the interviews.
Okay. We want to hash this out right now?
We want to start with qualifications first. I mean, or we can wait on it.
I would say let's hash it out now so that way we end this meeting with everything we need.
Yeah. Okay. So the financial information you can come up with.
I've got most of that right.
Okay.
Now.
And then we need something about the schools. They usually like a descriptor, it's a rural school. I mean, I can make something up, but again, I don't have the insight to the way the...
Don't we have something on our website?
That's what I was trying to pull up and see.
Mission statement, kind of.
About us, I think. Strategic plan.
While he's looking at that, one other quick thing underneath the superintendent search to paragraph in here. Can we change the word resignation of Mr. Tim Detweiler to the retirement of Mr. Tim Detweiler?
Sure, yeah, this is...
I'd just like that to be consistent with everything.
I don't really see anything there to work towards, so...
I didn't know if there'd be something in...
No, why don't we put our goals in there? So the district goals right there. I think those should go... No, January 7th, 18th, really.
We can find something, I'm sure.
You want something like to start with, like, a history of the Madison Plains School District?
You know, it's a consolidation of Madison South and the Plains and...
Want something written up for that?
Yes.
A rural district, square miles.
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
What was that wording we used, like, rural communities?
It's a partnership of rural communities.
Yeah, partnership of rural communities. I said, some of that language would be...
So is that something you can provide me?
Okay.
Something too about the,
Yeah, if we were in the other room, we'd look at...
Mount Sterling, Midway, South Olin, the importance of good.
We even have that emblem with the map of the school.
Yeah, that would be good.
And as I said, I gave you kind of a just a generic descriptor of leadership criteria. If there's something about the wording there you don't like, but then you need to get into the specifics of what are you looking for.
So qualifications, just to start out, on the very first line, must hold or qualify for an Ohio superintendent's license. I would scratch that or qualify. Must hold an Ohio superintendent's license. What do you guys think?
I agree.
Yeah, rightly or wrongly, that looks something just on the list.
I would also like, I don't want to hire a principal, or I would like to hire a superintendent, somebody that has experience as a superintendent.
I'm with you, but I like that wording, preferred.
Yes.
Don't think we, because I'm worried we're not going to get a ton of experienced superintendent. We right. may, and I hope we do. But if we don't, I don't want to limit.
Sure.
From the get-go, not look at a candidate just because they don't
okay.
have experience. So I like that preferred. What do you think, Kelly?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Too long?
Do you have any...
I agree with
in your contract? I'm just trying to think, is there any kind of... I'm thinking there's verbiage that we already have.
The job description.
Yes.
Yeah.
That might. Contract wouldn't.
The job description. That's what I meant. Sorry. Thank you.
As far as the rest of that, I don't see anything I have an issue with.
Don't we think we should incorporate the job description and, like, pull out some of those details? Maybe there's a lot. Maybe there's nothing. I don't know. I don't have a copy of it.
Do we have that online anywhere? The job description?
Corey, did you have an issue with any of those other things?
You have the hard copy.
That was okay.
Oh, we have hard copy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they're pretty straightforward.
If you want to look at that.
Is there anything we want to add?
What do you think?
It's pretty broad. It's really up to you. It needs to be the flavor
of the what's
of
the job
this board. Yeah.
I bet you a lot of that is going to match, though, this. We just want to make sure that if there's anything extra on your job description, that we include it in here.
Yeah.
Right? That'll be beyond.
I think that's where you're talking about the flavor.
Correct.
Your personal preferences.
Correct.
For a superintendent. A lot of the criteria are going to be met by the basic language.
Correct.
Right. feel like that's not part of the job
description. Yeah, it's pretty generic. It's,
yeah.
I mean, it would apply to any superintendent position, yeah, any place.
If you were going to emphasize anything, it would be right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can change that, add to that.
Which one?
On the communication piece.
The ability to work out in a, as an articulate, straightforward communicator with strong personal skills.
Not saying to change them, just saying that that would be a focus of this board.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Bringing
thank
the
you.
People together.
Well, it talks about community.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the rest of
that. Yeah.
Is there anybody else have any?
He's going to get his job description too. He has a hard copy of it. So, if there's anything we want to add or put
that's
in there that.
It's pretty broad.
I think
I'm
so.
Okay with it.
That's good. I had the other one.
What are the flavors?
Hi, Matt Mason.
What's up?
How are you?
Pretty good.
If we took out the must hold or qualify for.
I already saw that under application process.
Application process. A copy of current Ohio superintendent license or evidence.
There you go.
Yeah. And they just
yeah,
need
you
a
have
current
to take that
evidence.
Out.
Yeah. We want them to have one.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you also have to make preference, though.
Correct.
With the first, if we get a principal applying, they wouldn't necessarily have.
No, they. We said up
right.
Here at the very first line,
they could.
Must
they
hold
could.
An Ohio
yeah.
superintendent's license.
Gotcha.
So
yeah, that's absolutely
applies,
good. Okay.
Yeah, as long as they have a Ohio superintendent's license. We're
they're okay. Okay.
Anything else in the application process we want to add?
And you've got to look at two of them. I put one on the brochure that's already designed, and then I went ahead and attached with the qualifications. So one says 3 references, the other says 5 references. I mean, again, that's totally up to you what you want to see on paper, because that's before you see a person, you'll see the paper.
Great.
I like 5.
Same here.
Pretty yeah.
important, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then the other question I had, do you have an administrative application that you would prefer mm-hmm. to use?
You mean like our own personal?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to check with Vicki and see if we do have something
okay.
like that.
Because we have one, but it's fairly generic. You're going to get what you need, I think, out of the resume.
Right.
Take that evidence language out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, the brochure already scratched that again.
Yeah, I did that.
That's not the final draft, but that was, in essence, our
mm-hmm.
mission statement and then the graphic, or a version of the graphic. I'll have to find the final one. That's the language anyway.
That shows the villages, which
right.
is good. It would be nice to see something that, a little history of Madison Plains up there.
Todd and Tim are writing that up.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can run that
I'd like
down.
To acknowledge the schools Madison Plains came from.
Well, I think it's important for any candidate coming in that they need to understand the history of the district.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the unique dynamics. Not only from way back when, but also the recent consolidation and with also our financial.
Because that's what I was getting at as far as bringing diverse people together. Because obviously whoever we get, we want them to try to do what others have struggled with, is having this whole district become one.
So a statement like, be a relationship builder that understands the community culture, history, tradition, and basic values in this small, close-knit community.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's pulling it out of one we've done before.
Yeah, so. That's perfect.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Classified application and a certified application online, but I don't see an administrative application.
Well,
we may, it just may not be posted here. It's just checking.
And if that's what you, if they prefer to use that, then we can post them on our website.
For safety of students. Students and staff, right?
As broad as this appears to be, it encompasses most of this except for item number one.
Yeah. Well, I like the general description, though. You see a service that deserves the chief executive office administrator, supervised, direct, evaluate. I mean, I think that.
I think that's, unless I'm overlooking it, but there's nothing really in these qualifications listed that talks about. You know, the educational system we have here, you know, talking financials and the community and parents and so forth, but the education aspect, I think, is something that we need to, the list in it. They need to have a...
Yep.
Like, have success in improving academic achievement with a demonstrated ability to define and implement continuous improvement strategies.
Certainly. Yes.
What Tim wanted to know if I had was the Wapakoneta superintendent search. We received an email on blast that everybody received.
Oh.
But there's some ideas you might be able to pluck.
Yep.
It's the same one.
That's that one. And they even pulled out, or they do have most qualified. We want to get rid of the qualified.
Do you want anything in about a proven track record of gathering support for levies and bond issues?
Certainly.
The only thing I would caution, if you're getting an assistant superintendent or a print, even a print looking at a principal with no superintendent experience, they're not going to have a track record.
What about experience of just being involved in the process, not necessarily?
Yeah, I don't know that having a proven track record in another district transfers well to this district. Just saying.
And that's something we could ask. We don't necessarily need to put it in here. Mm-hmm. We could ask.
Yes, we could ask that during the interview process.
Sure.
You can always add preferred.
Uh-huh. Can you raise money or not?
Yeah. Bake sale.
We're not talking cookie dough sales.
Don't quote me on that.
Anything else on that?
No, I'm good.
Should we just, the only thing we're adding is a line about academics?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And taking
and a relationship builder.
Correct.
Understands community, culture, history, basic values.
Okay.
You're going to give me the information about the district, financial information, some information about the history of the district and square miles and so forth.
On the back of this, Zanikas instead of a Z. It's a typo, I believe.
Right.
It's
an X.
It's an X.
A tool of
E-N.
Vice President.
Yeah, Vice President.
Okay, what's the...
X-E-N.
X-E-N, not Z.
Correct.
Just the Z.
Just like all the blue and white signs around Madison County. I was going to tell you, if your husband wants to put one out on my property on 323, there's one out 38, but on 323 across from Davis's, if he wants to put one there. Yeah, that'll be fine.
So we got to talk about the scheduling now?
That's where I'm at.
I think posting, as soon as he has all the information he needs, we post it.
I really would like to send you, I'll send a draft of that, a brochure before I send it out, so it gets the stamp of approval from everybody, make sure it meets what you're looking for. So I could probably get that as early as tomorrow, provided I get the information I need.
Excellent. Then maybe by the end of the week, we can...
See, the only trick is without us meeting, you think we could say, yeah, that looks good, or no, it doesn't look good without...
Yeah, we just respond individually.
Okay.
About the revised option, just to make sure you don't have any questions on that.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to make clear is that this is how I envisioned the second round going. I think I miscommunicated to you what I was looking at. I was not looking for a town hall kind of meeting where we bring people in, because that's really not an interview. If you were going to do something like that, you might do that prior to the process if you wanted people's input on what they're looking in a superintendent, but you wouldn't do that as part of the interview process. So I was looking at bringing in the best candidates we have, screening it down with you. That first round really is kind of a screening interview. If we bring in five or six candidates, then you're going to decide how many to carry forward. We go into the second round, I'm looking for a group of community members, 6 to 8, a group of staff members, 6 to 8, and then a third group of your choice, just so we can rotate the candidates around, give them questions already scripted. We can't control the follow-up questions, but at least every candidate gets the same basic set of questions. Go through that. After each candidate, they've got a little bit of time to debrief, and at the very end of the process, whether it's two candidates or three candidates or whatever you send forward into a second round, then they rank order those. It comes back to you, and it's still going to be ultimately your decision, but you can consider their input on who you bring back for a third round interview. It's too important of a decision to really be made in one round or even two rounds.
If we're talking a third group, I would like to see the third group be students.
The whole group be students or a mixture?
Well, what are we doing the first group?
Well, I would say a staff group and then a community group. And, I mean, that could involve your booster presidents or band boosters or whatever you have, or it can be just community members in general. You're going to have to make those selections.
Would you recommend like people that are involved with the school or not involved with the school?
I think a mix would be fine.
Right.
Yeah, I think a mix would be fine.
So you could put a student on that or something, sure.
Mm-hmm. And then you need a third group.
Well, that's why I said third group, perhaps possibly a group of students. I mean, they have as much stock in this as any of the other groups.
What about your current administrators?
I'm sorry?
Your current administrators.
Yeah.
Working
that's
directly
a good one too.
Underneath this person.
And that could be a mix of your certified and your classified administrators.
Yeah, I think that's the first group. So.
I think when we were talking about, community, we were looking for community involvement initially, before this process got really started, as far as what does the community see, as a new superintendent, what role, what qualities, characteristics, and so forth. I think that's what we were talking about the last meeting, doing something like that, whether it be a survey that we talked about putting on the website or holding a town hall meeting or doing something, but it was important that we get the community involved early in the process.
But that, and again, I would say that's separate from the actual
interview. Yes,
process.
Yes.
It's something, if you want to solicit that kind of input, how you decide to do that is fine. And it may shape your thinking for how the interviews come out.
Until we actually have the posting and start getting applications, we really cannot set a timeline for first, second, or third round interviews.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but I think we should look at when we're going to make that selection. We know when Tim retires, so what is the date we want to set for making the selection?
Right.
And work backwards.
Yes.
Be clear, we're all
July 6th, correct? That's what was approved. I'm not sure.
Right, and that's why I'm saying we know when you're leaving.
And you will be working until July 6th, right? So you're not going to use vacation time or anything before that.
I'm using that now sporadically.
Sure, so. But the plan's to work until July 6th. Yep.
So
I think we'd like to have some overlap, obviously, between them and...
So if we have an idea of when we want to have finalized the selection, and then we can go backwards from there on the interviews.
If you're getting a setting superintendent, they're going to be under contract until July the 31st. Mm-hmm. They might be able to make a deal, though, with their board, you know, to work some days, to trade some days.
The earlier they know, the better.
But if there's a gap, we'd have to move, right?
Yeah.
You would be our interim.
Right. That was a great chat before.
No. Yes.
It wouldn't be ideal if we can't have overlap, but that, I guess, depends on who we select and how that works out.
Last time I did it, there was only 3 years, so
I So that last date actually, well, they're definitely going to start that day, but it could be earlier.
Yeah, you typically want to start that contract on August 1st to have it run August 1 through July 31st. Anything that they do before that, you can pay them on a per diem basis, whatever is agreed upon the contract. You figure a daily rate and then say that they're going to work X amount, not to exceed X amount of days up to August 1st.
But if they can't start till the 1st with him gone on the 6th, you or someone like you would end up being in it.
Okay, so date for selection. I would suggest something toward the end of June. That gives us 2 months.
End of June, you said?
Toward the end of June, maybe 22nd or...
Do you want any kind of overlap while Tim's still here with the new person coming in?
It has to be earlier than that.
We'll need time to do the interviews and to get applications in, Todd, and...
That's what I'm to keep in mind.
It might be easier if we start with, you tell us, what's the easiest way to start with the posting date?
Well, the posting can be, if you're looking, you can have that at any time. If we're able to get everything gathered together for the brochure by the end of this week, we can have a posting at the beginning of next week.
Okay.
So my issue, Mark, with not setting the interviews is until we actually get applications, we cannot set interviews.
Right.
A date. That's why it was going down to...
Well, we will set a time when no more applications could come in.
Yeah, you're on the posting cutoff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's the typical time frame for the posting to be?
4 weeks.
A month.
Yeah, a month.
And the interview process after that, a month?
From start to finish. Yeah.
So you have May 14th, our initial interview start. Right.
You do that.
Mm-hmm. And the posting closes the 7th?
Close.
That'd be 4 weeks from the 9th.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. At 9.
And then what I need to do then is to be, I've got to have, well, but I can do that as they come in. I need the time to screen those, mm-hmm. kind of flag the ones. I don't want to give you a wing nut, and so I need to make sure that I flag those that, you know, maybe I know about. So I use my contacts through the ESCs across the state to try to get a sense of what kind of superintendent they've been or would be.
And you probably said this, but during that window of when it's posted, you're going to be feeding us the applications that we do get, so we just kind of be looking at
it? I can. I'll probably, probably in groups of 10.
Okay.
Hopefully it would exceed groups of 10.
So my, and I brought this up at the last meeting, you read about the city of Columbus major mess up of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go about this search and this process with being transparent and also, you know, providing some... sense of, and I guess if they apply for it, there is no it's private, it's all public record from that point forward, right?
It's public record at the point you think you're going to interview them.
Correct.
So just them filling out the application doesn't make it a public record?
But if you send that to us,
if we have it, and you discuss it now, and you discuss it outside of executive session, you could, because executive session can be used to discuss employment. If you discuss it outside of executive session, in open session, it's public record.
But even in executive session, if we review applications and so forth, my understanding from Jessica was that was a matter of public record if that was actually handed out.
Not if you hand them back in.
Well, if they're handed back in. It's not, but if we keep them, then it is a matter of public record.
If an email is sent with the applications, our emails are a matter of public record.
Correct.
You can correct me if I'm wrong. So those applications now become a matter of public record. Anything that's email.
When we get them to review them, yes.
Yeah.
I always feel bad. Nothing against present company from the media, but whenever people apply for a job like this or so forth, immediately, I know it happened to Tim, last year or something, where he applied for a position, it got in the paper and immediately spread like wildfire to our district and to everyone else that, Tim's going here to work or whatever. Just using him as an example. And I always feel that that's unfair to that person, because they're trying to better themselves or seek out a better opportunity, and here you are, it's putting him in an awkward position with his current employer.
Well, the thing to do would be not to feed them to you gradually, but wait and bring the whole bundle to you.
I agree with
after
that.
After the posting has expired, and then I can, put my 2 cents in on the ones that I think might be a good fit, and then that's, you guys can consider that, or
That I think is a better option.
I think it's a good option. Yeah.
So when do you want to post? You want to post Monday?
Yes, as soon as possible.
ASAP for me. Any concerns with that?
Which is
no, I think that the sooner we do it, the better off we are.
And you want to close the posting? You want to give it 4 weeks, which would be somebody said already May 7th.
May 7th. Yeah.
When's our May board meeting?
May 15th.
Would we be able to have them? No?
Well, this says initial interviews are May 14th through the 17th. So if you do it that week, that would be the week of our board meeting.
I got a tolls meeting.
So we'd have to do another,
I got a tolls meeting on the 17th.
What if we bump that May 7th deadline up? April 30th. Just shy.
Is there any issue with three weeks?
If... So what's the
applications?
I get one application.
You can always extend it.
And then we repost.
Right.
Ah, okay.
Let's see what we get by April 3rd.
So try to do that first round of interviews if we get a good pot on the week of the 7th. Yeah. Depending on how many we got, we did, I forget what the blocks were, but basically two nights of interviews. It's either 4 one night, 4 the next, or 6 one night, 6. I forget exactly what it was. It's long. It's a long night.
The 10th is the Scholastics Banquet, too. So
the 8th is the Spring Band Concert. I don't know if that's here. It's probably here.
It's usually here.
Because 25th is graduation, so we...
Well, if we're going to do two nights, we could do the 7th and 9th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One night that art's in there, too.
Is that the same as the 8th?
There's that. I just saw that the other night somewhere like that first weekend, around that time, I thought.
I think you're right. Last year they had it at the same time as the spring concert, so.
Are these just two nights for you to screen or to do interviews?
I think this would be the first interviews, right?
Uh-huh. The board doing interviews.
Right.
Not your other committees.
Correct.
That comes from. They.
You're narrowing it down.
Right. So before those committees do what they're doing, they're going to be between that and then when we actually do a second interview? Is that
when you do your second interview? I would recommend that you have some, you may be a board member, I mean, I could do that. Someone else on staff could be a facilitator just to make sure that folks stay on track and that the same questions get answered to every, or get asked to every candidate.
I want to dump
one thing
that
you
on
want
you.
To ensure is there's some consistency.
You want to.
Yeah.
I can do one group, but I can't do
right.
all three. And I might be able to line up people out of my office to do that if you're interested versus you doing that or having your treasurer do that.
Yeah, I mean,
you could do the first round. We have Todd do the second or the second group.
One of us do the third one?
Yeah, one of us could do the third group.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Now, when do you plan on screening down and get these applications the 30th? Do you want to set up interviews the week of the 7th? When are you planning on screening the applications you have to determine who you're going to interview in the first round?
So I guess that's where we look at our calendar on that week of the 30th.
It would be a special board meeting, executive session.
So it has to be the next day.
The 1st.
The 1st.
Does that work for everybody?
Yep.
May 1st?
Anything school calendar wise? Aware? So that'll. The 1st is better too because we want to then make sure it works for the people we want to interview. You know, that they can try to work it into their schedule. Will you be the one contacting them and arranging the interviews?
I can do that, and you'll need to give me the blocks of time, the dates, the night of the 1st that you want to do the interviewing.
Okay.
And then that would also be the night I can bring the bank of questions, and then you can add to that. You know, after you, there's nothing sacred about these questions, but it'll at least give you a start, and then you can just throw in the ones you need to ask.
Yeah, I mean, I think tentatively we're thinking the 7th and 9th, but we can hash that out on the 1st exactly what night, but I think if you guys want to tentatively keep the 7th and 9th open to do the
1st. I got them open right now, and I'll keep them open. So.
Okay.
7th and 9th.
Yeah.
What time?
Well, I guess part of that depends on how many people we want to interview again. Some of it may be contingent on how many all of it's contingent on how many applications we get. But so that could change a little bit. But I'd say even if we get a ton of people, not a lot more than 8, it's probably realistically what. Give us your thoughts.
I wouldn't go over 8.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I probably for a first round might even zero in on 5 or 6.
Okay.
Do you have an idea of time that it would take to interview each candidate?
It's going to vary because you want to leave a little space between candidates so you can talk.
Right.
If you limit the number of questions, that allows for follow-up based on the answer you get. You're going to end up, I mean, I've been in some superintendent interviews where you've got what I'll call yammerers. They don't know when to shut up.
You've been there.
You've got to try to make certain that you can politely cut them off so you can get the same questions asked to each candidate. It's tough because you're going to want to ask them, I think, some scenario questions to get how they think, what their decision-making process is. So you don't want to go probably longer than we're trying to keep it 45 minutes to an hour.
An hour block with 45 minutes and 15 minutes for us to discuss.
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Which could start at 6 and 6.
Then
7.
You're only allowing yourself to do 4 maybe interviews.
Right, that's if we're looking at doing 6 interviews, 3 a night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would work fine, I think.
Yep. And if for whatever reason we meet on the 1st, we got a lot of great applicants, we'll adjust and.
Okay.
So we're not setting the 1st as a date right now.
No, the 1st is definitely set for when
special
we review the application.
Board meeting, right.
Yeah.
May 1st.
To screen candidates.
Time? To screen the
what time
application.
6.
Yeah, 6 is fine.
Good with 6?
Yeah, the only reason I didn't make it on time tonight is because we got literally, they wouldn't let us leave the base because of that tornado.
Yeah.
And then the 7th and the 9th, it would all depend on how many candidates we have.
6 to 9.
Well, we definitely have those planned. Again, if we got 3 applications, then maybe we'll drop the 9th. But
starting at 6?
Yeah, starting at 6. Do we want to look at the second, book in the second round of interviews right now? We need to have, so 3 groups, but they would all do it potentially one night?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I'd say, because you're going to use this first round as your screening round, and, you know, you're not going to, if you interview 6, you're not going to want to bring all 6 back.
Unless
they're all that close.
Right. Hopefully we narrow it down to 2 or 3.
Yeah, I'm thinking ideally if you've got 3 groups, 3 people, you rotate the groups, you keep them in there 30 minutes.
Rotating the people, and we just set the groups each up in a room, and then they could each start interviewing a candidate. If we have 3, each group can interview 1, and then they can rotate the candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to get sick
Does
of each other.
Does it matter if they run into each other?
No, that happens. No. They're
going to
run into each other.
Okay.
What do you guys think? The 14th for that?
Back to the calendar.
Yeah.
May 14th?
Yep. Or do we need any? Is there any reason to have a little gap in between these, or just keep it going?
Well, if we set up 3 different rooms and rotate the candidates, there'd be really no need for.
No, I don't. I mean, from when we do our first.
Oh, between the. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, between the interviews and the
athletic council on the 14th.
Anything on the 16th?
MPAC.
16th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 15th you said? Sorry. That's our board
meeting.
No, 15th
is board meeting. 16th is MPAC.
So that's your MPAC meeting.
If you want to have it.
Yeah.
Not
going to
have it.
Make this your priority over.
Yeah. This is kind of an MPAC meeting.
Well, the question is, really, are we going to have an MPAC meeting in May if we're doing a superintendent search?
Yeah.
I say skip that. Let's do the important stuff.
Okay, so May
Not that
16th
MPAC groups aren't
the
important.
Second round?
So again, 6 p.m.
6 p.m.
Starting at 6 again.
Or do we give them an hour with them? Or is that could get under?
I would limit the number of questions, probably 6 to 8 questions. Chance for them to talk to the groups, give a little bit, you know, kind of description of themselves, kind of leader they'd be. I no more than 45 minutes. Give the groups, you know, 15 minutes afterwards to talk about that candidate.
Do any of us board members want to volunteer to run one of those?
Go ahead, Bob.
I was volunteering Corey.
I have no problem. I mean,
oh, yeah. Corey's so, the board
thing,
member.
Just keep him on the track. Just keep
moving along.
Yeah,
we don't want to be there all night.
Right.
Todd will do one. Dr. Kaufenberg will do one. And
Corey will do one. That sounds good.
The rest of us, I don't even think, need to be here.
I wouldn't think so.
On the 16th, that would be great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Also, it's only, who did you say, Corey, Todd?
I'm deleting.
Corey, Todd, and Dr. Hoffman.
For the 16th.
That's not a special board.
No.
Okay. Is that the 15th or the 16th?
16th. It's a Wednesday.
The 16th is our board meeting.
15th is our board meeting.
And then the third round is you. I'm assuming at that point you have a person in mind and you want to just bring them in and talk to them, or you have 2 people, it's so close, you want the opportunity to meet with both of them.
And we work with their schedule.
Uh-huh.
Would that be the time you'd start talking contract?
Yeah, especially to bring in, if you're down, if you're the second round interviews, the same person floats to the top, yeah, you could do that.
Realistically, that would happen sometime in that last 2 weeks of May,
uh-huh.
And then we'll make the offer.
Mm-hmm.
and just talk with them of their availability, work with the contract.
Do you have the contract? Do you need it?
Yeah, I don't have anything to go on there.
You have, I know.
Well, and we'll meet, us as a group, we'll meet and kind of have our parameters of what.
Just to give you a heads up, as we're talking about that last week, the 28th, I am, the only day that I'm actually going to be in town is the 29th. So the 30th, 31st, yeah, and June 1st, I'm gone.
I'm actually on vacation from the 26th to the 2nd.
So we need to do the week before. 21st.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
Okay. And Friday's graduation.
Right.
Friday's graduation. I'm not getting a heart attack.
Just gonna say that. So we want to look 16th, 23rd?
23rd would be, yeah.
There's 23rd.
Well done.
And that's a special board meeting.
Right. So we'll do the third step, our second interview of the board, and then we can also, in executive session, discuss the contract terms that we want to put out there.
Okay.
6 p.m. again?
The 6 work?
Yes.
And of course, if the person doesn't accept our offer, then we adjust.
But that actually gives us a little room.
Any thoughts, Dan? Any issues with the process?
No, other than when you say your offer, it'll truly be a negotiation.
Sure.
Conversation typically isn't, here's my offer. It's, okay, what do you have to have? What do we have to have? And see what you find in the middle. Just to kind of put that out there. That's what I've always said.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying on the off chance we can't come to an agreement.
Yeah. So let me go over this, make sure I've got it. We'll post on Monday the 9th, providing we have everything together from brochure. Close the applications on the 30th.
Yep.
I'll screen the applications as they're coming in, but bring those applications to you on May 1st during a special board meeting, and also bring you a bank of questions you can consider for the first round. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then the week of May 7th on the 7th, and then again on the 9th if needed, you'll have first round interviews. Those again will be special board meetings, correct?
Correct.
Yep. Right.
Then on May the 16th, we'll do the round robin, the second round interviews. We'll have three groups. You'll come up with the people that'll be in the groups, and then you're going to facilitate. Todd will facilitate, and I'll facilitate the other group. And I'll bring those questions. When do you want those questions? I can send those out in advance to make sure that they cover. Just send them to Todd, and then he can get them out.
He can send everyone.
Yeah.
Okay. When would you like those questions to look at them? That way, if I put it on my calendar, I know I'll get it done. Otherwise, I'll forget about it.
These are the questions for the committee meeting.
I would
say, can you bring them with you on the 1st?
I'm not
sure. The 9th, at least by the, or I'm
the
sorry.
7th.
The 7th.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I can.
Yeah,
I'll just go ahead and bring those on the 1st then as well.
Okay.
And then second round is on May the 16th. And then the 23rd, you will have settled on a candidate or two, and you have a special board meeting there. Do you need questions for that one? I mean, you ought to pretty well have questioned them out by that time.
I don't think so. I mean, we may have our own things, but
okay.
I don't think we need.
All right, now do you need me here for the third round?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We should be set by then.
All right.
Announcement of appointment. Anybody have ideas?
We do not. When do you, if you're successful, you successfully negotiate the contract on the 23rd, to get your candidate locked in, are you going to announce the appointment that night? Is that the plan on the 23rd?
How does that usually work, Tim? Do we have to draft the contract? Would that stuff take a little bit of time?
Yeah, because you want Jessica to be involved. And right. Typically what happens is your president, your attorney, and that person.
That's
and you're talking with the rest of the board.
June 1st. Make the announcement on June 1st. What do you guys think? Give us time.
When's our June board meeting?
That's not until the
19th.
19th.
The earlier the better for your candidate.
I say June 1st.
Because I'll put that on the brochure. I'll put this basic timeline on there.
Well, that's why on the 23rd, I'll need, and Jessica, we'll need no crap. We'll agree to these basically some bottoms. If we get to where we want to get, then we can say, yep, you know, we're signed. So you guys give me a threshold of what we have to work with.
So June 1st?
Right. Well, yeah, I'm just saying on the 23rd, I need that. So so we can come to an agreement without having to have another meeting for everybody to look at it and say, you know, the person wanted $5,000 more than what we absolutely said we'd take or whatever, you know.
You might be able to take a mock contract or mine and on the 15th at the board meeting kind of go through it and figure out what you as a board are comfortable with. Then that gives you kind of your marching orders, Mark, with the candidate.
That's what I'm looking for. It's just I want to get out ahead of you guys.
And again, I would have the contract start August 1, but if you want to work it out with the candidate, that we may need some per diem time in between the announcement and when the contract begins. That, again, is up to you. And that would actually be a separate contract.
Okay.
That's not unusual, by the way.
No, it isn't.
Any stretch of
the time.
About as far as invoicing us in an agreement we enter into for your services, giving us that.
You mean for if I have to do the interim?
No, for what we're doing right now.
Yeah. No, it's just all part of that. Yeah, it's all part of that.
Just want to make sure we get something on.
Yeah, I'll get Matthew to. Do you want it in the form of a contract or an invoice?
So we can give these committee people notice and one, make sure they're willing to do it, but do we want to start talking about how we're going to try to put those committees together? Who's going to take the lead with that?
What are the three committees again that we want to break those down to? First one being staff and admin?
Yeah.
How many people do you think?
I think you get over eight.
Six to eight.
The only problem you run into is just you've got teachers, classified staff, administration, and exempt staff. So you kind of have those four groups.
Well, so select two from each. Well, I mean, we don't have to. It's not a matter of being fair of, you know, do we need to have two custodians and two teachers and two cooks?
That's
and
not
two,
what
you know,
I
yeah.
No, I just want to make sure you're. Bargaining units are represented.
Yeah.
Also, your administration. The exempt staff has to be approved by the board, not so much.
We could have a custodian on there, and then you could have, you know, select an administrator, a couple of teachers, and just get out to six.
So the second group, then, after staff and admin, who is that? Is that community as a whole?
Which would include parents.
Yeah, I think we have an idea of parents that would participate. I'm just saying.
For that third group, would it be appropriate to have, I mean, other large stakeholders or other folks in the district that would not fall in as a parent, or whether it be... Bob Arbogast or Stan Hansen or someone like that that's a part of the community, or no?
That's why I threw stakeholders, students out there. I mean, they're major stakeholders.
Correct.
Yeah, I think you could mix your groups, too.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. That could be either one or two. Or we could just have two, one staff and one of this mixture.
Yeah.
It might be hard for us to get, as you found with the campaign levy, it's not easy to get. Although I think people would probably generally be interested to give their two cents on this.
Yeah, I do too.
Sure.
Yeah.
Especially if you invite them. People tend to notice more if you reach out to them personally.
Feed them. They'll come for pizza.
Okay.
So, all right. So, what's the plan on getting these names down and getting them?
Did we identify the third missing student?
I think we merged them to two.
Okay.
One staff and admin, one community, which will hopefully definitely be invited, at least three students.
And six to eight for both groups total.
So we're not having three groups then.
No.
Well, we can discuss it.
Okay.
I'm okay with not having three groups. Two groups may work out
fine.
Yeah, You can have 10 if you want to.
Okay, 10 groups. Let's see how we can fill those out.
Two 8-people groups. I think 16.
I think that's sufficient, yeah.
I do too.
Okay.
So, as far as putting them together and contacting those people. Todd, if you want to work the staff, I don't know if you want to just pick them or solicit them or however
you want. I don't know who you want.
Well, let's talk.
You know, it runs the gamut.
All I care about is a mixture of positions, you know, kind of, certified, classified.
Two from each bargaining unit?
Sam, you got it.
Why don't you, if you want, I can ask, like, for example, our curriculum director to ask from the certified side, who would you suggest? Because you're wanting to get from them is the academic questions, and so she knows... Who knows what they're talking about and who struggles? So that would be an easy one. Then on the classified side, certainly, I mean, Todd and I can talk to Brian and say, who would you suggest be on that side?
Yeah, my only thing is I want to get those questions out to them quickly.
That's not bad.
And get it on their calendar, and get it, get it firm there. Hopefully in the next week or so. Because we firmly got the date. Let's get the people.
Do you want administration in that staff group as well?
Yes, administration.
Yep. Anybody want to take the lead with the community, inviting community members?
I can throw people out there if you want. We have Alice Baker would be willing to participate. Tim Phillips probably be willing to participate. Todd Fisher would be willing to participate. I'm sorry?
I said, you got that same email?
No, but I just look at people that participate now.
Yeah.
And the husband and wife that come to all the board meetings.
Yeah.
Brian?
What is it?
Colbert. I like him.
Yeah, and he would certainly be willing to participate. Him or her, either one of them would participate.
I can make her come.
Yeah.
You got anybody in mind, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of parents. I don't think you'll have any problem getting people to be on a committee like this.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Student
this is a normal committee. You'll get
Ian
help.
Richards, someone like him, or...
Yeah,
he is a good one. Yeah. Student, parents,
how many parents do we have? Because now we're looking at
students themselves, too.
Oh, yeah.
Student-wise, who?
Ian Richards.
Yeah.
Then Griffin Jones is good.
Do we have these seniors? We need to go younger.
Correct.
Seniors are graduating.
Yeah.
Not that a senior being on this would be a bad thing. They know the school, but can we drop back and make the other two sophomores or juniors?
Jared, Valerie.
Yeah.
My
big
son.
Big girl, yeah.
Yeah, probably stay away from the tools.
Yeah.
Although he would be great.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No, I think.
Paul Bryant. We can get on the list of kids. It'll all be great.
He's so shy.
Can we select a freshman, junior, senior sophomore?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just one from each class. I mean, we can have 60.
Class presidents or something. Vice presidents.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Get on the list that way. I mean, they're elected by their peers.
What nights do you want them here?
This is all going to happen on the 16th.
So you need to look at the calendar and see what's on the 16th.
Good point.
I'm looking. So you have varsity softball, JV baseball, varsity baseball, junior.
Oh, it keeps raining. They're not going to be playing.
Junior high baseball, junior softball. So you got baseball and softball that night.
Let me ask you this while we hash this up. Do we need Dr. Kaufenbarger anymore?
Oh.
First, I don't want to take up your time. Do we have anything else?
I think I've got my marching orders. So
our most immediate thing is to get some treasure information in the school. Right, and then for us to look at it and everybody give Tim, whoever sends it out, the thumbs up on
right.
The brochure, and then we post it next month.
I appreciate your willingness to work with us, you know, after last meeting with the corrections and so forth. I know that Todd, I think, got with you, or Mark, someone got with you on. So I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. We appreciate that.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
Be careful out there. Sure.
He doesn't like the press, so.
Your brother did make a good point, believe it or not.
First one.
When are you going to vote for?
Yeah. Well, that's why I was asking where that June meeting was. Yeah.
That would, I mean, the first time we could would be the 19th.
You don't want to wait that long, because then you've got 2 weeks at the most to work for him.
But he's until July 6th.
2 weeks.
Yeah, if we wait till June 19th, would be the next meeting. So, that dirty word of a special meeting.
I think we put a board policy in place of the number of special meetings that we're allowed to have in 1 month.
Make the 23rd a special meeting?
It already is. You voted at the end of it.
Yeah, we already have that's when we look at the contract.
The only thing we limited was the number of meetings you could be paid for.
Yeah.
We don't get paid any more than 12, right?
Thank you, Jim. Yeah.
But my only problem with that, of doing that on the same night as we're doing the interviews and so forth, I think if we're going to be voting and accepting a contract for a superintendent, I think we should, A, be able to advertise that, hey, the purpose of this meeting is that we're voting, we're selecting a new superintendent, and we got to be able to give anyone that's willing to come and listen to us talk the opportunity to come and see it actually happen.
You're announcing June 1st, right?
Yeah, but they're talking about voting on it. I don't like the idea of going through interviews and then at the end of the interviews of a 2-hour executive session, then voting on something.
So do we need to do the 20th? Right, because theoretically, we're not even sure till it's done on the 23rd who we got.
Right.
And we got to do the contract.
Attorney.
Maybe the 29th is more realistic. You could do the 29th?
She's out on vacation.
You're out.
I'm on vacation the last week.
And the first week of June gets really interesting.
When do you get back to them?
The 2nd.
What about the 4th?
I'm open.
Preferably the 5th, if we're looking.
Okay.
I'm good on the 5th, too.
What time?
Well, with that one being more geared towards the people, you think 7th's better?
7.
I can do 7.
Okay.
I think that's worthy of a email blast, a Facebook post, a website post, whatever, that, hey, this is what's happening at this meeting.
So what is the purpose of that? Yeah, June 5th?
That we're hiring.
So we're going to say this is our person. We're going to vote on it. I mean,
you said you were announcing you said you're announcing the person on June 1st.
Yeah,
he's
putting that in. I'm just saying, sorry, I'm listening back. He's putting that in the pamphlet. So if you're changing that,
yeah, we need to let him know.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, that's a good point. No, that's a very good point.
Yeah, if we need to switch that to the 5th. I agree.
There's no need for the 1st now.
Right. Well, we weren't meeting on the 1st. That was just the announcement, right?
Yeah.
So the 5th will now be the announcement and the meeting.
It's another
special board meeting?
Yep,
7
p.m.
What is that,
June 7th?
Yes, at 7 p.m.
You
got a nice list going there.
Yes, Todd, can you email that to Dr. Baumgartner, make sure
the announced date
is aware of that.
June 5th.
Yeah, and yeah. No longer 1 June.
I think we should also confirm that whoever our hire is will be able to make that meeting. We would want them there.
Oh, yeah. That would be part of the question.
It's just to be clear, it's not going to be, we're not going to be asking them questions or anything. We're just going to
no,
say,
but we would
this
want
is the candidate.
Them
there. You might summarize the steps that we took. You know, here's the process. This is the candidate that we have. We're going to vote on him tonight. Whatever.
At least the people that are interested in who we're appointing could get to meet the superintendent.
You see my issues with that? All
right. Hand him a set of gloves and tell him to get to work.
Exactly.
Him or her.
The next day.
All right, so we have that. I think we just need to finish up. Todd's going to get us the committee staff and teacher list. Who's
Since I'm going to be there anyway, do you want me to, whatever list, do you want me to contact these folks, the ones that we talked about? And I can, and I'll send an email out to everyone letting you know.
Yeah, yeah, and you can take a look at the students, you think, to participate.
And I can get with Tim and Todd as well, yeah, over for and the student portion.
I prefer, I think because we have that date firm, I prefer as soon as you got a list you're coming with, do it.
All right, that sounds good, Corey.
Make sure they're good, responsible students.
You, yeah.
Wait a second, we want a couple slackers in there.
No.
Don't quote me on that.
I will just say that part is unusual. Students are normally in principal interviews, but not superintendent, because they really don't know that world. Doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that's not. That's why I think Dan was quiet at that point.
They're stakeholders, is all I'm saying, and they're major stakeholders.
I think if we were doing a whole group of them, I'd have a problem. I think just some.
Picking a couple.
Two or three.
Right, some kind of well-respected ones I can with. All right.
Okay. And the fact that we're setting their questions for them.
Right. Yeah. Tim? Anything else? Anything we're missing? Tim, Todd?
I think, real quick, I think your student should not be in relation to any of the parents.
Or teachers.
Or teachers.
Or administrators.
Or needs to be, yeah.
Right.
Correct. I do have a conflict. June 2nd to 9th, I'm gone. So.
Can't be the 5th.
Scheduled.
Vacation.
Do we have to have him there?
Yes.
What are you doing on the
5th? Announcing the superintendent.
That's a board meeting.
You have to set a treasurer pro tem.
You should do.
Mm-hmm. Or a board meeting.
So, I mean, are you comfortable with treasurer pro tem? For, I mean, I want him to be at all the meetings too, but.
I'm good in it with everything. Just that's one that's been.
Where are you going on vacation, Todd?
I'm out of state.
I mean, we've done it in the past.
I think we'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too.
That's good.
It's just it's for that purpose only. You are.
That's okay. Yeah,
you're fine,
yeah.
Todd.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
You're good.
Thanks.
You have an excused absence, okay?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to cancel your plan.
No. I'd be divorced at that point.
We have a travel policy. We can get him some airfare back and back to his vacation.
But I want to know where I'm going first.
All right, I think that's
okay. That's
anything else before we go to executive session?
Yeah, there's.
Well, yeah, we'll have budget reduction.
I'm sorry, you're still not here, Mark. So
yes.
This is where we've been at.
We're budget reduction review.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that's what we were going into executive.
Exactly. That's what we should be going
into. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
It says work policy.
Well,
work, whatever.
Maybe, work, but that's an executive session thing.
That's if you want to have any discussion in open session.
Oh, we already talked about that.
I mean, if there is something we want to talk about before we go in there, I'm open.
No one here is, or is there anyone here that's voicing their? No one showed up tonight, so.
Yeah, do you have anything you want to say?
Not that I need to come. I mean, I guess my question is, could this be off the record?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I guess my only question is, how is this all going to happen, like, with negotiations and all that? With Tim, without Tim? That's just my question. I was just wondering.
Good question.
All as far as the reduction.
No,
reduction plan.
Just talking about
the new contract.
The new teacher's
contract?
Well,
yeah, because part of that plan, if I recall, step one of that plan is, you know, has to do with contractual.
You're talking about negotiated items, right?
Yes. So you do have to make the RIFs before April.
We have to announce the
RIFs.
Yes.
Tim and Todd are working on those negotiations.
Our attorney's working.
It should be called an MOU. Like if we. if there was, if the unions agreed to something, it can be done before the big negotiation is over.
Right. Oh, I know that. That's what I was just wondering. So that is, I mean, you're looking into that right now.
That,
with
right.
Because that's what I'm like, to me, just in my mind, everything's just kind of that, you know, standstill, unless those, I mean, those are huge.
Right.
Because that's just the domino effect of what happens there. Because, so
right, if we don't get that,
I was wondering,
it'll be offset other.
Yeah, that's what I was I was wondering about that.
Your state reps are
working
with our attorney right now.
We're aware of that.
Mark. Larry.
I was my whole thing, you know, when this came out proposed.
And hopefully there'll be some more clarity for the meeting tomorrow.
You
have
to switch places.
I have to switch you places. You'll be there tomorrow.
There. You can come and sit by me.
Yes. Hopefully there's some clarity. That's a very good point.
I think she makes a good question there too. Who's going to do your negotiations? So you're going to have the new superintendent or Tim?
Depends on if we have any.
Well, why wouldn't you have any? It expires July 1. Are you just going to ask him to extend it a year? Or
that goes back to what our attorney and their reps are working on right now. There's been lots of discussion about what that is, whether that's a pay freeze, a contract extension, current contract for a year. They're working on that now.
We're not in executive session.
I know, but
we've worked the current contract. Like a year into
it. Still,
I think almost two that 1 year. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that
okay.
doesn't help with.
Be
I just
with
never saw
that.
The red
button. So yeah. We're going to have to get.
So all that's in place right now.
That's happening right now.
All
right.
My time to leave.
Thank you. All right. I move that we enter to executive session for the purpose of Section 1 to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated official.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, why didn't we do Section 5?
I mean, I know it's not checked on there, but we always
I'll
do Section 5.
Sorry, did you say the time?
I have this stuff
on.
7:33.
Are we done?
The time is 7:33.
Okay.
We'll add Section 5. Section 5 matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes. And discussion? None. Roll call, please.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Carries 5-0.